Obviously disappointed with the result. I didn't think we were that, you know, that scoring probably was a bit unfair on us, maybe a little bit. Look, Dublin, I suppose, got in there for two goals. They were a killer. So unavoidable on our part as well. I thought there was a moment there when Mary's Curtain got through and Dublin did brilliant to clear it off the line. If that had to go in, I think it was back to three. They went down the field and got a goal and opened up nearly to a 9-point gap. So that was a massive turning point. Look, they're a top-class team. Just said to the lads there, at this level, you make a mistake, you get punished. And they punished us twice there. And, you know, they probably held that then for the rest of the game. But we came back into it. And, look, there's a lot of positives to take from our team as well.
Yeah, some good individual performances under, you know, strong pressure as well. But I suppose the concession of 14 or 15 wides doesn't help the situation a lot.
Yeah, look, we definitely didn't take our chances. Our efficiency in the first half in particular and start setting up wasn't good enough. We have to get better at this level. If you get chances, you have to put them away. You know, missed a lot of place balls there. It was back to 8 points in the second half. We missed, I think, two frees. Could have gone back to six, and who knows what would have happened then. But look, you have to take the chances against good teams like Dublin. You just don't get away with it, and that's something we have to learn and learn quick.
Them having a game last week, Brian, and maybe weather factors over the last week or 10 days probably haven't helped you. Would you contribute anything towards that? Maybe not having as much field time as them having a game for 70 minutes against Clare?
Ah, look, it's hard to know, I suppose. Look, I'm not going to make excuses. Obviously, I think a game brings you on a ton, but look, that's why we really targeted the Welsh Cup. We knew we'd have a 2-week gap, and look, we did well against Kilkenny, and then obviously Dublin were playing Clare last week, and you know they got a huge game and played really well last week. And they can, you know, they're playing at home. I suppose they expected to beat us. But look, I said, like, our lads, you know, we're playing Division 1 hurling. It's top class hurling. And, you know, I think our lads will learn so much from that. We have a huge game against Antrim next week. You know, both teams will be trying to win that game to get 2 points on the board. So, look, we just have to knuckle down now and get ready for next week.
Yeah, you're trending in the right direction, I suppose, as regards injuries and getting guys back in the field. Good to see Simon Lacey, Cathal Dowland, Conan Bourne getting more game time and Keane being able to start. So they were all positives, but and that can only bode well for the future that those guys are getting another 70 minutes under the belt.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we need as many players as we can. Some, like, you know, that was Cathal Dowland's first game of the year, so look, we did well to get 60 minutes out. Matai did really well out there. He's a crucial player for us, you know, as is everybody. We need absolutely everybody. Keep saying that. This panel has to keep improving, keep trying to get better. You know, we know we have huge games ahead. Look, there's Fitzgibbon on now on Wednesday. We've a couple of players involved in that. Look, I love that competition, but I suppose for the next week, you're just praying that you get everybody through. For the likes of Kildare, you know, it's not easy because you're trying to balance the two, and we don't have the luxury of just resting these lads. We need everybody on the field. But, no, look, we'll get back to the training field. I said there's a huge amount to work on in. I suppose last year in Newbridge, we were very disappointed. I didn't look out there today and think we were out in the wrong place. We're out of place. You know, I was very proud of the lads to stay going. Probably fell away a little bit in the last 10 minutes, which we were disappointed with. But look, for majority of that game, especially in the middle part of it, I thought we performed very well.
Yeah, next week is a big game. You know, what's the message to the lads and to the players going to play Antrim next Sunday? It's a massive game in the context of the league, and to get 2 points, especially at home.
Yeah, look, we just have to pick it up. This is my third year involved, and we've lost this 3 years in a row. We've lost the first league game, so I don't know what's going on. Look, we don't go well in the first games, but every other time we've picked it up. And oh, look, you can't feel sorry for yourself. We knew coming up here we were going to have a huge battle against Dublin. We would have liked to have got a little bit closer, obviously. Look, we'll just have to see where we went wrong, try and avoid the mistakes that we made, maybe to some of the scores, and try and improve our shooting efficiency for next week. And look, we're at home, so we have to try to get 2 points on the board.